Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. 6 o'clock this morning. Everyone pumped, excited. Can we sort of do anything against France? About 9 minutes in, this happened.
That's a lovely touch by Lecky. Oh! And a chance at a goal! Oh! Craig Goodwin has scored! Wonderful moment for Australia. And a World Cup goal the dreams are made of.
Oh my God, what a ball from Suter. I've seen him play that ball at the start of the game. Fantastic ball. Lecky, what a touch.
Yeah, it was magnificent. And the man that was there, the host of SBS's coverage of the World Cup, Richard Bayliss, joins us now. Rich, thanks for being a part of the show, mate, because we know that you're up early this morning. What about that? Great start, but in the end, France just too good.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Called it off, ref. Run into the corner. 90 minutes. Time's enough. Come on. Yeah, it was, what a moment that was to begin with. I mean, we haven't had many of those in World Cup history. First goal from open play we've scored since 2014, that Cahill volley. So, yeah, a long time coming. But, yeah, as you say, Gussie, after that, reality really well and truly set in. Mm.
Rich, I mean, Mbappe and Giroud, just such quality forwards and wingmen. Are just the dominance of France. They're going to go a long way, aren't they?
They are, dude, and that's the thing. A lot of people pointing rightly towards the injuries they had, but they've got such depth. I mean, they've got guys playing at the top level. And in Mbappe, you know, on any given day, it could be the best in the world. The pace and guile, the speed, the skill he has, as well as Dembele on the other side. Mm. You know, for our defence, you know, you feel for Nathaniel Atkinson on the right-hand side up against Mbappe. You know, he was given a torrid time in that first 45. And, you know, I hate to keep coming back to the word, but it just felt like a reality hit. You know, it's probably the most symbolic result and performance to really show where we are at the moment and where France are as well. Reigning world champions, you know, they'll go deep in this tournament if that's any indication.
Rich, I want to ask about Argentina. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, it started off okay. You know, Messi was doing his magic and you just thought, okay, they're going to get the job done here. But, mate, what an upset.
Well, Del, they had the ball in the back of the net four times in the first half, Argentina, and three of them chalked off for offside, rightly, although one of them's pretty tight. And yeah, I was with you. I mean, Messi had a chance in the first couple of minutes, yes. And then when he scores from the spot, you're thinking, okay, normal business resumed. But actually, if you think about the image of Messi at a World Cup, whereas Maradona was all about celebration, holding the trophy in 86, for Messi, it's always been about that frustration and the crowd sort of having that anxiety, and it was such a familiar feeling, huge for Saudi Arabia and Asian football, gave us a bit of a sniff. You thought, well, if they can beat Argentina, why aren't we a chance? I mean, we found out a few hours later, but yeah, it was a massive boil over.
And what about England 6-2 over Iran? I mean, the English are already saying it's coming home. They've already started it. They're trying to put the moz on themselves, but they are looking very strong as well.
Yeah, well, I remember Del the other day saying that, you know, no one likes to see the English win. There'll be plenty of people out there listening from England and no doubt on their high horse. But that was super impressive. Like, you have to tip your cap to them because they don't normally start like that in any tournament. I mean, very few teams do, but they have such great quality of players. And if they are to win this, it might be because of the fact that they're, you know, 14, 15 games into a Premier League season with such high quality players. To win 6-2, admittedly against an Iran side who had, you know, bigger, broader distractions potentially and bigger issues to deal with. But yeah, they'll be amongst the favourites. If Argentina are to be what they were last night, disappointing and not go through, all of a sudden England are there amongst the favourites for sure.
Yeah. What about Group D, Denmark, Tunisia, 0-0? That's exactly what we needed. Gives us an opportunity now. We were never going to top the group. France were big favourites for that, but that just gives us a chance now, doesn't it? If we can get a result there, then we're a chance of getting into that second round.
Well, let's go glass half full for a start, Gussie. Yeah. Looking at the result, yes, you would wake up a lot of people and go, oh, cool, that works really well for us. But watching that game last night, I have to say, pretty impressed with Tunisia. I mean, they showed great fight. Their midfielder, Ludani, made a tackle on Christian Eriksen 2 minutes in, got up, beat his chest, got the crowd involved, and you're like, whoa, these guys are up for it. So any thought that, you know, we'll be up for it more than them in the second game, that goes out the window because the Tunisians have been at this stage before, but they actually look really good football team. And Denmark, I think they had an off night. They can be a lot better than that. So we've definitely got our work cut out for us. But, you know, like you say, the result goes in our favour. Let's be positive going into Saturday night.
Absolutely. SBS, Richard Bayliss, thank you so much for joining us, mate. Loving what you're doing there. Wonderful studio shows into those matches and also on the app and all the catch-ups, mini matches. You're doing a fantastic job. Enjoy it, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Very kind, Gussie. Good on you, boys.
Speak to you. There's Richard Bayliss there all around the World Cup.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.